Okay, so let's start from the track. I believe that everybody is interested in what happened with the tarmac. As you know, there was this treatment with high pressure water jet that was just removing the top layer of the tarmac. That means mainly bitumen. And what we have found during our usual measurement, that is the usual measurement of track roughness. And from this year, we added also a grip tester. We found that in terms of roughness, is very similar to last year. So there are no differences in track roughness or very little difference. But the level of grip increased quite a lot. This is probably due to the fact that we don't have the bitumen on top, but let's say the stones are visible and therefore generating more grip compared to last year. The grip is clear, the increasing grip is clear because the lap times are 4 to 5 seconds quicker than last year. So I believe that there is no doubt on the increased level of grip. What does it mean? That we were expecting some graining, and the graining is visible on all the three compounds, especially on the softer one, especially on the front right. The graining, especially on the inside shoulder, is accelerating the wear. And so it will be very important for the teams to measure and analyze the data from FP2 to understand which is the wear life of the tires. Because this is an information that we don't have from last year. Last year, both quali and the race were wet. So, that, as I said, the tarmac was completely different compared to this year, and we were one stop harder. So the data in terms of wear and wear profile that we measured last year are not relevant. And teams have to focus on what they have collected this afternoon. There is a very high probability that tomorrow FP3 is wet. So the data collected this afternoon are really important to understand and to plan the strategy. In addition to that, the delta lap time seems to be quite small between compounds. So hard medium, we were predicting 0.4, 0.5, and medium soft, we were predicting 0.3, 0.4. I believe that the soft is quite an aggressive choice. Consider that when we selected the tires, the three compounds for this race, we were not aware of this superficial treatment that they were planning. So looking at the data from last year, we decided to go one step softer. The soft is quite an aggressive choice, and I believe that some teams were using the soft today just to get rid of them and focus on the medium and hard for the race if they want to plan a one-stop strategy. And to be honest, it's difficult to tell you if a one-stop strategy is possible, because if they have graining on Sunday, also on the medium and the hard, they can have accelerated wear also on the medium and the hard. So we have to look carefully at the data from this afternoon to plan strategies for Sunday. But the one-stop strategy, it is maybe marginal because of the wear. So we need to really understand what is the best strategy for the race if the race is dry. Tomorrow, there is a high chance of rain, for sure in FP3. Now for quali is 40%. So let's see what happens. Clearly, if they have the freedom to choose the compound for the start of the race, I believe that most of the cars will be on the medium compound, not on the soft. I cannot exclude the usage of the soft for the race, but I believe that most of the teams are planning a strategy using the medium and the hard. What else? The grip of the track, the grip of the circuit is quite consistent all around, because in any case, the asphalt is new, so we don't see differences as in normal circuits where you have some parts where the grip is higher than other parts. This afternoon, if you look at the delta lap time from this afternoon, it's a bit tricky to assess and to measure the delta lap time because the wind was disturbing some laps. So in some cases, we had cars running slower on the soft compared to the medium. But I believe that the main reason was because of the wind that was affecting the performance. At a certain point in FP2, I was checking the meteo station that are on track, and there were gusts of wind up to 40 kph in turn 8 that I believe they are unbalancing a little bit the car. So that's why I think that delta lap time measure on track this afternoon is not really representative compared. And I would prefer to take our estimation rather than what we have measured on track. That's to summarize our findings from today. Questions? Ed?
Yeah, just to come back to the track surface, Valtteri Bottas said he felt it was one of the grippiest circuits now, which is possibly stretching a point a bit too much. Where does it lie now in terms of kind of the overall grip, in terms of the spectrum of circuits? Kind of somewhere in the middle now, or grippier than that?
It is quite high. As I said, this is a new measurement that we are doing since mid of this year, so it's difficult to give you a full characterization of the circuits. But yeah, looking at the numbers that are coming from the grip tester, the level of grip is quite high. I don't know if it is the highest, but if I have to put the circuit in a scale, is one of the highest for the moment. And it's important because it's always you have to consider the level of grip with the level of wear. It's another important information for the teams, because if the level of grip is very high, but the level of wear is very low, something similar happened in Barcelona, if you remember, in 2018, I believe, they resurfaced the circuit, the level of grip was very, very high, but the wear was very low. In that case, you generate a lot of heat in the bulk of the compound, and the heat can be either blistering or overheating. In this case, it seems that the wear is not very low, so the wear is helping to avoid overheating and blistering, but this is an information that we have to analyze later today. Tobias?
Hi, Mari. You said you weren't aware of the treatment of the asphalt by the organ. Get informed.
Sorry, you disappear for a moment. You're probably the headset.
Can you hear me? All good?
Yes, no. Yes.
You said you weren't aware of the treatment of the asphalt. Aren't there procedures in place that they inform you in time or before you make the tire choices? And would you have chosen other compounds if you knew before?
Yes, I mean, we have, usually we are informed by the FIA if there is any change in tarmac, and if the circuit decides to resurface or make any special treatment. In that case, probably it was a late decision from the promoter, I suspect. I don't have information. When they decided to make this treatment, we have been informed. So we had the information, but it was too late because we already produced the tires and they were already available for the race. So, you know, it's not an easy period also for production and logistics. So we made the tires, and then after that, we were made aware of this change. Your second question, probably looking at the level of grip that we have, yes, C1, C2, C3, it could have been the right choice. My worry is that for the next couple of days, teams will try to avoid the soft compound because it's too soft. And obviously, this is not the target of our selection. The target of our selection is to have three compounds that are suitable for the weekend, not just two. So if it is confirmed that the soft is too aggressive and teams try to avoid the usage of the soft, yes, going one step harder was the right decision, but it is what it is. Christian.
Mario, can you explain how the grip measurement technically is working? Because we've all seen these measurements for the roughness.
It's very simple.
But how is it?
Okay. What some teams have, it's a machine with a wheel able to measure the slip and therefore the grip.
So there is a wheel inside the machine?
It's a small machine. One of our engineers is taking the machine around the circuit. He's a very trained engineer because he has to push the machine for the 5 kilometers around the circuit. And the machine has two wheels for running the machine and one wheel that is the tester and is able to measure the level of grip with a standard load, standard rubber on the wheel, so we know which is the level of grip. And this is in addition to the track roughness that we make with a laser. And the laser is able to take a 3D picture of the tarmac. And we take a 3D picture of the tarmac around the circuit. We have specific points that are always the same year by year. And we take this picture, and from the picture, we extract two values that we give to the teams. One is the macro roughness that is representing more the texture of the asphalt. And one is the micro roughness that you can compare with how sharp are the stones to give you an idea of the measurement.
Sorry to come back to the grip measurement.
Yeah.
Is it an actual Formula One wheel or is it smaller? Is it just like a wind tunnel tire or?
No, it's a small, very small tire. Okay. If you are here around, I show you the machine. If you are in the paddock or
no, back in the office. But next time I come back to you.
Okay,
I'd like to see it, please, Mario. If you could show it to me sometime, I'll come down, please.
Sure. Yeah, the machine is here somewhere. It's probably attached to power to recharge, but it's here. Christian. Oh, no, Christian, sorry, you already asked. Keith.
Good afternoon, Mario. I wanted to ask about the tyre choices for these very different tracks we've got at the end of the season. How have you come about your tyre selection for Qatar, where I believe you're using the hardest tyres? And what do you make of the changes at Yas Marina? I believe they're well on with the track construction there. What differences do you expect there and any knock-on effects from the addition of the banking on some of the corners?
For Qatar, we got a simulation from FOM on layout severity. That is the usual procedure that we adopt for new circuits. We had information on the type of tarmac from the circuit. Obviously, it is not the same measurement that we do. So it's a measurement that is not directly comparable with our database. But we made some analysis on the data that came from the organizer, and in order to compare the roughness to something that we know, and looking at the track roughness and the severity of the circuit, we believe that the hardest choice is the most appropriate for the circuit. And for Abu Dhabi, we selected the three softest compounds. C3, 4, and 5. And obviously there is a change in the layout, but we feel that the change is not enough to justify any change in the compound. So probably with the new layout, the circuit will be a bit more aggressive, but still on the area of the C3, C4, C5. Okay. Adam?
Hi. You said that teams have got similar, going back to the grip testing thing, you said that teams have got similar devices. Why has it taken you so long to get around to using one? Because it seems like a pretty obvious thing for you guys to have in your toolbox.
because we were making different estimations and working with the teams on their simulation. Usually when the teams give us a simulation, they make an estimation of the level of grip. So it is an important information for us, but it's not, let's say, fundamental. We can get information also from the teams. So we decided to also to add this device, this machine, to our data collection. But what is, let's say, more important for us is to characterize the track roughness. That is something we do since many years, and other data that we get from the teams. Now we have also this characterization of the grip that is good, because at least we use always the same system and it's comparable, and we can build up a database also on that.
On another subject, going back to qualifying, you said people will avoid the soft tire, but by that, do you mean the top two or three fastest guys, or do you think, and there'll be this usual group of people stuck on the soft tire, or do you think all the others really will make the same decision that they can't afford to qualify on the soft, even to get track position?
I believe that we will see more than two or three cars trying to qualify on the soft, because as I said, the delta lap time between the soft and the medium is very small. So it's not like 1 second where you take a big risk to go through Q2 with the medium instead of the soft. With this small difference, probably more cars are trying to qualify on the medium compound.
But there's still a chance that Williams and Aston Martin and people like that might get stuck on the soft. It's their only way to get into Q3.
Yeah, for sure. Somebody will try the soft to go through Q2. But it will be interesting to see which is the strategy. Obviously, starting on the soft here with the data collected today shouldn't be an advantage, and for sure is taking you to a two-stop strategy. So if you decide to qualify on the soft, I believe that you have to plan a two-stop strategy. Dieter?
Ciao, Mario. Mario, if you were to take the 2022 tires versus the current ones in terms of your tire modeling data, what does it show the difference between the two in terms of grip, in terms of all sorts of driving characteristics?
The 2022 tires are completely different compared to the current one, and especially talking about the compounds, they have different characteristics, different mechanical properties. The level of grip is comparable, because one of the requests in the target letter was to have a comparable level of grip or a comparable performance of the tire. Clearly, when you fit the 18-inch tire on a real car, we cannot use exactly the same car, so it's impossible to make a comparison like the one we did for Formula 2, for example. And what we are doing is to estimate the level of performance of the tire on a virtual model, so on simulators, basically, where we fit the 13 inches, we fit the 18 inches, we optimize the aero package. We use, let's say, the same model of the car, and we see which is the level of performance. With the data that we have so far, the performance-wise, they are very similar. So I'm not expecting a different performance compared to the 13-inch tires. Obviously, then on the real car, we will have rims that are much heavier. We will have a different car and minimum weight that is growing and so on. So probably next year, cars will be a bit slower compared to the current one. But in terms of tires, I'm not expecting a big difference. What is different is that we had also confirmation from numbers that the overheating is much lower. That was confirmed by the drivers, because as I told you in the past, during our tire development test, we asked the driver to push every lap and not managing the tires. And they said that they felt a much reduced overheating. And then we made some analysis to try to quantify this. And we have now these numbers available, and these numbers are showing a reduction in degradation, a reduction in overheating. the ability of the tire to work on a wider working range. We are still in the process of finalizing this analysis because it takes quite a lot of time to characterize these new compounds, new family of compounds, but I'm very positive on next year tires in terms of the characteristics that have been required to the tires.
And I assume then that for 23, we'll have another step up, et cetera, or is the plan to freeze these tires, or how do you want to do it?
No, not to freeze the tires, because we start the season with a completely new car, new package, new everything. And I'm sure that we have to review the range for the 2023. We will discover the characteristics of the tires on the new cars at the pre-season test. We will plan the 25 days of testing that we have every year in order to upgrade further the product. We don't have a target at the moment because obviously we need to test the tires and understand which area we have to improve, but it's an ongoing process. You cannot stop the development in Formula One. And also in terms of downforce, I am assuming that with the new cars next year, they will start at a certain level and they will improve quickly. At the end of the year, for sure, they will be much heavier on tires compared to the beginning. And in 2023 as well, there will be an upgrade again on downforce. So we need to follow.
And on the wets, I believe those aren't finalized yet, but they're very close to that. Will there be any difference in the amount of water disbursement? Will there be an improvement?
No, the quantity of water is similar, is the same because the width of the tire is the same. Talking about wet and intermediate, we focus on the crossover point, crossover time, in order to have the same characteristics of the current tire. So I'm not expecting any decrease in the quantity of water that is dispersed by the tire.
Sorry, and I'm not arguing this one, but I would have thought that disbursement is a function of width and tread pattern. Now, the width can stay the same, but have you not done anything with the tread pattern at all? So it's the same problem.
We made some small modification on the tread pattern, but not anything that I could say is changing the level of water that we are going to disperse. Basically, the tread pattern, you will see the tread pattern soon, but it's very similar to the current one, both intermediate and the wet. Any other question? No. Thank you, everybody. Later, I wait for you for the grip tester. Huh?
Yeah, and also that other thing we need to discuss, but Theo knows about that. 5 minutes. We spoke the other day. Thank you. Okay, ciao. I'll come down tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.